Okay, good morning all. So we're getting pretty close to the end of the Masechta over here. It's very exciting. So we're at the last Mishnah of Perek Chof Gimel of chapter 23. So the Mishnah Hey, begins discussing over here, continues discussing the laws over here when it comes to how to work with a mace, how to work with a person who passed away on Shabbos. So it says in Mishnah, hey, osin kol tzarchei hamace, a person is allowed to attend to all the needs of the deceased on Shabbos. So before you get a little misled, that it's not all inclusive, so we'll see exactly what it means. So, sachin medichin oso, so a person is allowed to anoint this person with oil and rinse him off a little bit so that to kind of prevent him from smelling, because obviously the body will begin to decompose the second it passes away. As long as you do not move any of the limbs of the person who passed away, it's muksa. The person who passed away is essentially considered a muksa, right? Muksa is defined by something that has no use on Shabbos, and obviously a person who passed away, unfortunately, does not have any really use on Shabbos. So officially, you cannot move the person who passed away. Nonetheless, you can touch him when it comes to these sorts of things if you need to apply oils or things like that to him. But again, so do not move any limb when you are oiling the body or you are rinsing the body off. Shomtin esakar mitachtav umetilin oso alachol. Another thing you're allowed to do is you're allowed to pull the mattress out from under him so that you're not moving him, but the mattress essentially will move him when you move the mattress, so that he will lay on the sand. It's obviously not hospitals nowadays, but back in the day, so that he could lay on the sand, and even in theory nowadays, where you could pull the mattress up so that he would, if the mace will go directly onto the floor, so that he'll lay on the floor of the sand below, and then that'll be a way to keep the body cool so that it won't decompose as quickly. Bishvil shiyam tina, so that basically the body will not end up decomposing because he's on top of the mattress where he's nice and warm. He'll go on the floor, maybe it's a little bit more moist on the floor, a little cooler, so he'll stay more intact that way until the end of Shabbos. Kushrim es halechi, so when the person passes away, one of the things that we do is that we try to wrap some sort of a cloth around the person's head to kind of keep the mouth, the jaw closed, because it will sort of just start to open and it could just drop totally open. So on Shabbos, we're not allowed to close the jaw, because again, we can't move any of the limbs of the body on Shabbos. What we can do is, once the jaw starts to open, you're allowed to tie a cloth around it so that the jaw won't not so that you can raise up the jaw, but rather so that it won't go down anymore. Similarly, the Mishnah takes a quick segue over here to discuss, let's say, if you have a ceiling beam that broke on Shabbos. So I believe that the reason why the Mishnah is giving this leniency over here, that you can do anything with it, is because maybe there's a danger if the ceiling beam broke. You don't want the whole house to fall down. So if it broke, you're allowed to support with some sort of a bench or some sort of a, like the sideboards of a bed or something like that, to keep it not so that you're going to lift up the beams through this, but rather so that it won't fall down any further on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah continues to conclude with discussing the laws of a person who passed away. Ein ma'amtsin es hamace b'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to close the eyes of a person who passed away on Shabbos. Again, because you can't move any of any parts of him, any of the limbs. V'lo b'chol im yitzias nefesh. And if a person who is kind of 2 seconds, 3 seconds from right there to about almost passing away, person should not close his eyelids even during a weekday. And the reason why is because you would assume that anytime there's someone who's so close to passing away, we're concerned about touching this person at all, lest he pass away because of the acts that you do. If you touched him, almost like you almost gave him a nudge, gave his neshama, gave his soul a nudge to leave his body. And the Mishnah concludes, and the parak concludes, v'hama amitz imitzis nefesh harezeh shobeich lemem, a person who does help close the eyes of a person who was just seconds or minutes away from passing away, this person is considered a murderer, says the Mishnah again, because if you touch a person who's about to pass away, then it could be that you have caused the death, essentially, because you caused unnecessary trauma to an almost a fleeting soul, and therefore you would be liable for the death. And so that brings us to the end of chapter 23. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Perek Chaf Dalet.